Straight Talk with Scott Reifen on 97.7 WTKS and 98.7 WGIG.
Short-ish segment here because I want to make sure we hit the 8:30 break on time. 8:35, we're going to talk to D.A. King. In light of the executive order yesterday, I'm sure he will have something to say about that. The main reason we originally scheduled this call was to talk about the dual enrollment program, which, on the face of it, seems like a really good thing. And on the face of it, it is a really good thing. But then, once you scratch the surface, you suddenly find that, oh, wait a minute, there are some problems and some issues. And we will get into those as the morning goes on. Again, we'll have D.A. King on at 8:35 this morning. Also, don't forget, 9:05 this morning, you get another chance to win them before you can buy them tickets to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. That's going to come up right after the 9 o'clock news, and then after the 1 o'clock news, and then after the 5 o'clock news. So keep that in mind as you're making your plans through the day. Make sure you're listening for that keyword. And we'll make sure you get taken care of. That's what we'll say. No, we're not going to do that one. We don't have time to do that one. Again, we've got to get out of the break. So I'm just going to go ahead and take this moment here to get out of the break. Again, on the other side of things, we're going to talk to D.A. King. The initial reason for the talk with D.A. King is that we were going to discuss dual enrollment. We're going to also still talk about dual enrollment, but I suspect President Biden's executive order from yesterday that has a number of problems will come up in discussion. We'll have that in a bit.
A thought is a terrible thing to waste. So press the talk back mic on the iHeart app. Tell us what you think. Now, more Straight Talk with Scott Reifen on 97.7 WTKS and 98.7 WGIG.
Stupid thoughts always hit my head when I'm listening to Navaj commercials. I don't know why, but I just always... Why does no one ever complain of prenasal drip? That's what I want to know. 912-264-TALK. 912-264-8255. Email address is scott@reifen.com. Now we welcome to the airwaves, Mr. D.A. King. How are you, sir?
I'm okay for an old guy, Scott.
Not
bad. Thank you very much for having me on your radio broadcast.
Absolutely. Any old time. Now, our initial discussion was going to be about dual enrollment, but do you want to offer any commentary on this bizarre executive order yesterday?
Just a little, because I am hopeful by now that your listeners have caught on to the fact that the Biden administration is a whole hoax on controlling our borders or doing anything about the organized crime that is illegal immigration. It's a fraud. It's yet another lie. People should remember that when Joe Biden took office, and whoever's really running that office, they did 94 executive actions in the first 100 days to dismantle border security. With that in mind, if anybody really believes that after 3.5 years of telling us he needs more legislation to do what Donald Trump already did with existing law to control the border, that we need more legislation, but now all of a sudden we don't, and I'm going to do some magic wand, presto, change-o executive order to control the border and reduce illegal immigration. People can believe what they want. If they want to believe that, I want to go in the business of selling bridges.
Of course.
but something else I want to add, because one of the more aggravating things to me is the silence from the Georgia Republicans retorting to this, responding to this. And there may be some coming, because I've made a few phone calls and expressed my own, however unimportant it is, dissatisfaction. But I listened up here in Atlanta, and you may have heard it. The United States Senator Democrat John Ossoff was on WSB radio twice an hour, all day long, explaining that illegal immigration and the crisis at our border represents a threat to homeland security. And then he says, but we need to have legislation. We need to pass, quote unquote, the bill to fix it. And if people believe that, you know, I go back to what I said earlier, but the silence from the conservative, supposedly Republican contingent here in Atlanta, both federally elected and state elected, is driving me a little crazier than I was before.
Oh, no. Not good. Not good. And
not good.
I totally understand and sympathize with you on that one, too. So let's talk dual enrollment really quickly here, because I know this sounds really good, and it seems like a very good idea, but there's a huge hole with regards to illegal immigration.
Well, there is, as there is in everything. People need to understand, and I'm beyond caring what people think about me for saying all these things, because I've worked in the Georgia Capitol on illegal immigration with and now against the Republican legislators on illegal immigration, and we're going backwards. But the orders are given by the business community led by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. There it is. That's as plainly said as I possibly can. Mm-hmm. And the goal normally is more workers, more workers, more workers, because more workers means more profit. So people need to understand that there is something going on here in Georgia, and has been since, gosh, before 2020, called the dual enrollment program. And I'm going to read directly, well, only two sentences, from the Georgia Department of Education so people can understand what dual enrollment is. Dual enrollment is designed to prepare students for college and career opportunities, leading students to post-secondary institutions for an industry-recognized certification or licensure, an associate or higher college degree, and successful employment. Mm-hmm. Dual enrollment is sold under the Gold Dome as a way for workforce expansion, which is the mantra down there.
Mm-hmm. And again, in premise, this sounds really good, but...
So let's explain the mechanics of it.
Yeah.
What happens is high school students, mostly juniors and seniors, can go to high school and attend college classes at the same time and get credit in both places for taking the college class. So you can satisfy a credit in high school and get a college credit for taking the college class. Now, people get extremely upset when I explain to them that there is legislation under the Gold Dome every year to give illegal aliens in-state tuition in our colleges, so that illegal aliens are paying less in tuition than, for example, an American student who would come here from Michigan, Missouri, California, or any other state.
Or think, you know, South Carolina is right there over the border. They, you know, they would be paying more. Tennessee, right over the border, they would be paying more.
Right. So, but my point is, people are justifiably upset to find out that in the in-state tuition debate, illegal aliens can pay less tuition. Mm-hmm. In the dual enrollment program, there is no exclusion for illegal aliens attending and getting credit for these college classes, but the illegal aliens pay zero tuition for these college classes, including zero fees for books and associated fees in the college association.
Yeah, because that's the program. No student in there has to pay, and the illegals are being allowed into this program because they're being allowed into public schools, and so they just get to go with the flow into these programs. And so we're giving them college tuition and college books on our back and on our dime, as a result of this, I'm going to call it a loophole, because I feel like it's not intended, but maybe you've got a much better perspective on that than I do.
I do, and I hope people will forgive the frustration and aggravation in the tone of my voice, because I've been fighting this for 20 years.
Yeah.
The dual enrollment is something I discovered in 2020 and tried to stop it. And once I started giving information to House reps, because it had already passed the Senate, management sent out a notice: if you have any questions on dual enrollment, you know, call us. But they still kept getting questions because of information I was spreading. And then eventually, just before noon in March of 2020, the House was given notice that we're going to vote on this dual enrollment bill right now, surprise vote, not scheduled, not on the rules calendar, because I had passed out too much information. The short story is this. I am good at digging this up and doing my best to make people understand it, but the people under the Gold Dome understand that if it's only D.A. King speaking out against it, there isn't much of a problem. If people want to continue to allow their tax dollars to go to pay for 100% of a college education, 30 hours per year for an illegal alien in our high schools, then sit back, do nothing, say nothing, and do not ask your U.S., I mean, your state senator or your state representative. If you do want to solve this problem, make sure you call those same people, your state rep and your state senator, and say, I find out about dual enrollment. I want to know why you are taking my tax dollar and using it in the name of workforce expansion to educate a high school student who is an illegal alien and thereby ineligible to work by federal law anywhere in these United States.
There's your question. There's your question. And it's a fine question. And, you know, it reminds me of a couple of years ago when you were battling the voucher bill. And again, vouchers, not a bad idea on the surface, but the problem is there's no way to exclude illegals from receiving this funding.
We need to do a different show, Bud, because I won that one. We won that one. There is a cryptic language buried in the school choice bill that passed that does exclude illegal alien students, and I'm extremely proud of it.
Yeah. But you had to go to the mat on that.
I did. Got called a lot of names. but that's okay. So on the dual enrollment thing, if people don't care, you know, but that's up to them. I care, but it's. The deceit involved in this comes from the fact that your legislators, some of them honestly don't know about this, and that's a fact, but they're learning. But some of them, they know about it fully because they put it in place. They're just not talking about it. And if anybody by now has not learned that the liberal media is not going to tell you about this, you know, maybe I'm not working
right
now.
The heck you say?
there's a wrinkle here. When people find out that 1982 the Supreme Court made a decision called Plyler v. Doe in Texas, and the decision was that K through 12 public school education is available to every student in the country regardless of immigration status. What happens when too much pressure is applied and too much knowledge is gained on this dual enrollment, some of the state legislators will stand up or sit down and say, well, we have to do it because of Plyler v. Doe, and I want to head this off right now. Plyler v. Doe applies one more time. K through 12 education in public schools, it in no way affects any perceived obligation to provide free college education while the student is attending college classes who happens to be still in high school.
Yes, exactly. So they're getting a K through 12 education, but that does not mean we have to give them a college education. Last I checked, public school stops at 12.
It does. And this is my normal offer stands for your listeners. Everybody was very helpful on getting the House Bill 1105 passed. Speaking of that, what we have here is a situation where the Georgia legislature, led by the Republicans, has gone crazy and approved a bill to crack down on criminal illegal aliens who have committed additional crimes and land in our jails. At the same time, programs like this dual enrollment program serves as a magnet, a reward, a welcoming mechanism. Y'all come. If you bring your kid to Georgia, we are going to award him with dual enrollment, free, no cost, college education while he's in high school. We haven't quite got to the reduced education cost, in-state tuition after high school, but for right now, you can do this. If people don't speak up, I think I've done my part on this.
I very much believe you have. So if people want more information, I'm assuming they can go to your websites, immigrationpoliticsga.com. Are you in this week's Islander as well?
I am, yes. Okay. And this is a topic along with, I'm going to do this right at the end.
Okay.
Along with, people might want to read the Islander in Glynn County or go to my website, immigrationpoliticsga.com, because the same information I'm what about to say is on there. But people need to know something I just learned about in the last 4 weeks, that the Republicans in the Georgia State Senate have not one, but two political action committees that they use to attack, smear, and oppose primary challengers who are also Republicans.
Wow. And I'm assuming over this illegal issue.
No. This is an in-house system. Once you get in the Georgia Republican Senate, we want you to stay here, and we have arranged for political action committees to go after any opponent or any Republican in the caucus.
So you get in and you get protected. Gotcha.
We will protect you. It is a protection racket.
Wow.
And that's government today from D.A. King in Marietta, Georgia.
All right. Well, D.A., we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Scott.
All right. Take care. D.A. King. And again, you can go to immigrationpoliticsga.org or immigrationpoliticsga.com, or you can check out this week's copy of The Islander for more information. And while you're at immigrationpoliticsga.com, you might want to poke around and see the variety of stuff. There's a lot of content there, and it's largely DA's doing. 912. And again, I do worry up in Atlanta where the bench is, because I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing DA, and then after him, even Cal Ripken went down eventually.
Something on your mind? Call 912.